and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, January 25th, 2021. Today in the news, a rare gold coin made by a noted craftsman in New York in 1787 has sold at auction in Dallas for $9.36 million, reports ABC News. Heritage Auctions offered the Brasher doubloon on Thursday evening as part of an auction of U.S. coins. Heritage said the sale was the most ever paid for a gold coin at auction, and the buyer wished to remain anonymous. Well, Bank of America Corporation strategists warned of the extreme rally on Wall Street and said that has pushed stocks to record highs, fueled by strong U.S. policy stimulus. It's forming a bubble in asset prices, reports Bloomberg. D.C.'s policy bubble is fueling Wall Street's asset price bubble, strategists led by Michael Hartnan wrote in the note on Friday. When those who want to stay rich start acting like those who want to get rich, it suggests a late-stage speculative blow-off. Strategists predict a market correction to peak in the first quarter. Facing 2021, there are now 10 million fewer jobs in the U.S., as well as almost 2 million new jobs that never happened, writes Rich Snyder at Real Clear Markets. More than 900,000 weekly jobless claims indicate more destructiveness and undermine the belief that none of this will matter because, quote, stimulus of the same untruthful, unstable kind, which has been introduced by those who don't want to realize the situation for what it has truly become. And lastly, looking back at your experience of 2020, what did you miss most in the pandemic? And what did it make you reassess? Asked the London Financial Times. Financial planners believe the answers to these questions could help people in their 50s and 60s do a better job of mapping out their retirement goals. Money aside, a lot of the work we're trying to do is finding out what really matters to people, said David Hearn, chartered financial planner at Status Wealth. For many, the 2020 experience was a taste of what retirement could be like, as well as providing a jarring reminder to people to put their financial affairs in order. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.